Yeah. Another week. A smoky, smoky week here in Sia.
Yeah, it sure is.
It's gross.
Let me go, Joe.
So let's hide inside and play some D&D. Last time, Shims, you arrived in Ajuba, the city of cliffs, a day late to deliver a package to Aithun, the wizard that lived in the tower. Mm-hmm. Unsure what to do with the chain of custody of the item you had, you figured, well, might as well open it yourself. Doing so revealed a duodecahedron of necromantic energy that sucked your life force out.
Yep.
So very quickly, you put it back into the lead orb that was holding it and preventing its magic from leaking out. Your actions caught the attention of Taika, who introduced herself to you as Yana, and Tony, two adventurers who killed the wizard that you were here to deliver the package to. After getting to know each other a little bit better at the Clamdigger Bar, you went back to the Edge of the World Hotel and decided to work together for the time being. As Tony explained, this conspiracy of wizards and tabaxi that had affected his life. You found out that you had a vast amount of money that you'd taken from the wizard's tower.
Right.
In addition to a sentient orb known as the Professor, who was forged in Altaria and knows things about divination magic, the history of the Ennaiadic era, specifically in Eastern Aristica, abjuration, and the Ennaiadic pantheon. As you went back to the Wizard's Tower to see if there was more stuff in there to loot, you found out that it was still being cleansed, but you were given by the guard a large crystal shard imbued with wild magical energy, which caught the eye of Shims. But before you could do anything with it, you realized that you hadn't seen or heard from Magpie in a while. So you began to look for her, checking at the magic supply shop, and then realizing that was the only place you knew that she really went to. So you all came up with the idea of using a paper bird to write a message to her, and then following the paper bird, which led you into the forest overlooking Ajuba, where you found her in a tree contemplating the recent events of her life. It's been a heavy couple days for Magpie.
Yeah.
After talking to Tony, and a little more awkwardly to Shims, Magpie agreed that she wanted to find the rest of her siblings and figure out what was going on with these wizards and the Tabaxi, and offered to let you all use the Wizard's Tower here in Ajuba as a base of operations in order to conduct those operations from. Happy about all of that, you all climbed down from the tree she'd been sitting in, and as you went to head back to town, you were startled when, coming from the forest, were these two large mounds of foliage, for lack of a better word, that were coming towards you with purpose and precision, and inside of which one of them you saw the corpse of a person that apparently had tangled with them before. And realizing that these creatures are here for your life, it is time to roll some initiative.
Yeah, get it. Also, we also got sending stones. FYI, we have cell phones now.
Yes, you all can, you do all have sending stones. You all can communicate with each other. I forgot that you had those. I'll have to print some magic items.
Starting off strong with a nav 1 to initiate.
I got a 2, so get it out of the way now. That's what he says.
That is what I say.
I have a plus 2 bonus, so 3 overall.
So 3, Taika, is your total of 2?
No, mine's 8. I took alert.
All right. Tony, what'd you get?
10.
Nice. I took an alert feat so that I could go higher at the initiative order, and it's still not what's happening.
Hey, put you ahead of the creature.
That's fair enough.
All right. So, you all, this is the tree that you were just in, so if you want to put your some representation of yourself on the board there, please.
Okay. Oops. Nope, it's not going to happen.
I'm going to use my dice that betrayed me. mm-hmm.
Understandable.
I'm technically flying at that point, or did I, like, go down?
You can be in the air if you want.
Is that magpie the pink?
The pink one's magpie, yep.
Okay.
And even though these are kind of spirits, I'm just going to use them as plants. So.
Yeah.
They take up, they're large creatures, so they take up all four squares.
Good to know, good to know.
The wibbly things are tree trunks. and then this is a hill, a kind of a cliff's edge.
Okay.
So it's 5 feet down from that square to that square, but 10 feet down from that square to that square.
Okay.
If you get knocked over that edge, you'll take some falling damage.
So we're on the edge of a small cliff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, you know, it kind of slopes down this way, so you can go around that corner if you don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Go straight down.
Okay, cool.
So you see these two creatures coming towards you. And Tony, you're up first.
Okay.
They're made of, they look like essentially like these shambling plant monsters.
If I were to do Burning Hands, can I get them from here, or am I going to hit Shems?
So you're the D10?
Yeah. Or I'm this guy.
Yeah, the D10. So it'd be, it's a 15-foot cone, so it'd be 1, 2, 3, and then I think it's 1. You could miss Shims from there, but you'd need to be a little closer to hit the thing.
That's what I thought. Okay. So probably just 1? Or should I go up?
Yeah, 1's close enough.
Okay. And then I'm going to cast Burning Hands.
Nice.
And then, let's see.
They make a dex save, right?
They do.
Oh, shit.
You don't have to hit with that. They just save from it.
Mm-hmm. I got 3. Plus my spell attack?
No, it's not an attack.
Okay.
They just save for it, so when he's ready, he'll roll.
Okay.
To see if they're able to dexterously avoid the damage.
Alright, so... these are not the most dexterous of creatures, as the type word shambling probably gave away 10 total, so it's a fail. So roll full damage.
Okay, so...
It's 3d6 for Burning Hands, 3D6, right?
3d6, yeah.
It'll say on your card.
Yeah, I saw that. My brain. 3, 4, 5, 6.
Alright, so you deal 6 points of damage. The fire hits it, and surprisingly, considering it's a plant monster, it doesn't seem as effective as it should be.
That's not great.
It only takes half that damage.
That's not great.
Huh. So fire damage is not as effective as I thought it would be. Okay.
Puts up Magpie. She's going to go 2, 3. And she casts Magic Missile.
Nice.
3 missiles slam into the creature. They look like little angry cat heads with the ears like folded back and their little mouths hissing. That's just 9 points of damage. Okay, puts up Tyka.
Okay. I am going to activate my Eldritch Claw tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
And with reach, that gives me a 15-foot reach.
Yeah, you can hit both of them before you're at with a 15-foot.
Can I get this one over here too? This one closest to me?
Yeah, you can get both of them.
Okay, cool. Attack one with my long sword. 20 to hit. Dirty 20.
Okay.
That'll
hit.
It gets the...
I think you hit this one or that one?
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
That must have hurt.
Just got the corner.
I'm going to attack that one up there. And then that gives me a d8 plus a d4. Because none of my other stuff activates. Yeah. So, 9... So, 13 points of damage.
What kind of damage? Just slashing?
is slashing, and then the force for the d6. So, 10 slashing, 3 force. Does it all seem to do the same amount of damage? Okay, then I don't have to split it up in the future.
Nope.
Okay, good. and then with my rapier, I imagine an 8 does not hit.
An 8 will miss.
Yep, that's what I thought. That's it.
Okay. Alright, so you you leap into the fray, slashing at this one.
Mm-hmm.
Their turns. What's the reach on these things? Okay. So it's going to just sort of shamble up.
Now, question.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, my reach right now is 15 feet. But I also have brace when a creature moves into my range. So it was already in my range, so I don't get brace.
Right.
Okay. Balls. Okay.
And it's going to go for... I'm going to just roll a d4 here. And Taika is going to be 1. And Magpie is going to be 4. 3. Shims. This creature with just sort of these two, like, jungle vines just sort of lash out at you. Twelve misses you, right?
Yes.
Yes, but a 16 will hit. So you're going to take... 20 points of bludgeoning
damage. Holy shit!
I ain't even done nothing yet, man!
That's so much!
Yeah, they rolled really well. and then this one is going to come next to you. And since you're the only one you can target.
Mm-hmm.
13 and a 12.
Both miss. Nice.
Alright. Yeah, I rolled max damage on those dice.
That's rough.
Rough. Yeah.
Real rough.
Shims, you're up.
Fuck him up.
Alright. Okay, well, first, I, like, want to just... Can I, like, roll Arcana or something to just kind of get, like, a sense of, like, what these things are? Like, do I know...
Roll a nature check.
A nature check? Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's a 16 plus 3,
19. These are creatures are shambling mounds. They're like, they're plant creatures that have come to life somehow and just shamble through the forest eating any like creatures in their path. They're kind of all consuming devourers.
So forest vacuums?
Basically. You vaguely recall that their origin has something to do with, like, lightning or fey magic or something, but you can't quite remember what that role.
Mm-hmm.
But, what'd you get? You said a 19?
Their origin has to do something with lightning. Okay. Does that, like... Because I have some spells that do lightning damage, and I'm like, would that make things better or worse?
Only way to do is try. As long as you're throwing some damage, right?
Right,
and you don't always have to throw damage.
And then, these are just, a natural part of the fauna or flora or whatever around here. It's not like... Do I have any reason to believe that these were intentionally sent after us?
Nah.
No, the wilds are full of danger and are deadly.
It's a dangerous world.
All but the most powerful are the foolish.
Okay, dope. I'm gonna... with my zero wisdom, I'm gonna go for a lightning attack and see if that makes things better or worse. So I'm gonna use... Let's see, do I want Thunder Wave or Shatter?
Both of those deal thunder damage, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let's go thunder wave. Am I in range to do that? I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cool. He's right up in your grill.
He's
oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I'm going to attack the one that knocked me down to 13 hit points.
Okay.
Jesus, you're at 13 already?
Yeah.
I'm going to need you to...
Mm. All right, and it pushes him back 10 feet or 15 feet, right?
Yes, I believe it does.
Nice.
That's pushed 10 feet away from you.
Okay. Did it make a con save for that?
Yes, it's con 15.
You rolled a natural 3, so it fails.
Dope. And then 3d8.
Nice.
That's a 17 damage.
Dope! Almost as much as it did to you! Excellent!
Alright, so you blast it for 17 points of damage, and it goes... and since you're shooting it this way...
Yeah.
It'll go...
Could I, like, aim it so that it, like, like hits that, like, tree or whatever?
Oh, it's gonna go right into that tree. Yeah.
Okay, dope.
Nice. And then I'm gonna say, roll me another d6.
A d6?
Mm-hmm.
6.
So, as the thunder wave shoots it back into the tree, like, it crashes into the tree with a thunderous crack, dealing it 6 more points of bludgeoning damage.
Nice. Yes.
That's what you get for being mean.
Exactly.
Awesome. Now, these things are intelligence. It's 5, so they... Nice. Causal and effect are a bit beyond it. But,
so Tyka is slightly smarter than these... Terribly.
Tone, it's back to you.
Okay. So lightning works, but fire doesn't. Mm. Or not as well.
Thunder worked. Not that she didn't deal lightning damage.
Oh, she didn't?
No.
It was thunder?
Thunder damage.
Huh. I don't know that I've heard of thunder.
Yeah, I was looking for a charger.
So, I think I'm gonna do Acid Splash.
Oh, there you go. Nice.
You hurl a bubble of acid, choose one creature within range, mm-hmm. or choose two creatures within range that are within 5 feet of each other, but they aren't within 5 feet.
No, they'd have to be adjacent to each other. Close!
Yeah, I know, right?
What's the reach on that?
60 feet.
Oh, nice!
Yeah.
Even better.
So, I'm gonna go after this guy.
And which one are you again? You're the D10.
I'm the...
Okay.
Yeah. And the target must succeed on a dexterity saving throw or take 1d6 damage.
Thanks. So, it's a dexterity save again?
Yeah.
11 total. So, that's a fail.
Okay. And so...
Is that a cantrip?
Yeah.
We're at 5th level.
So it should be 2.
Check at the very bottom.
It should be 2d6.
Oh. You're correct. Is it okay if I re-roll or do I just keep that
just
one?
Just roll, we'll roll again and add it to that one.
Okay. We'll leave that there and then I will... Why is my brain not working?
Snake eyes.
Balls.
2 acid damage.
Yeah.
Fire 2 acid damage at it, just bubbles on it.
Bummer.
Is it at least hurt?
Yeah, it hurt, it's hurt by 2 points worth of... 2 points worth of pain.
That's something.
Mm-hmm. Every hit point counts.
That's true. Many a time has the creature been knocked down to 1 point of damage.
Uh-huh, and it still continues to fuck with you until you get to 0.
Mm-hmm. Alright, so puts up Magpie.
Go, Maggie.
Is she not on here? Oh, she's 2. Okay.
And
I was trying to read it from my left to right, and I was very confused why it kept going the direction it was. That's why.
So she's going to... move... and she's going to cast Mind Whip on the one that's already damaged. So that has to make an intelligence save. It fails. And she's like, eat my whip, you foul creature. And that is 14 points of psychic damage dealt to the creature.
Nice.
And then it can't... it only gets... loses its reaction, and then it can only get a move, an action, or a bonus action on its turn.
I miss those spells.
Alright, so... puts up... Taika.
Me! Alright, so I'm gonna move...
Oh, and that that plant monster is bloodied now.
Okay. This one?
The one that they've been focusing
this
on.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to move 5, 10, use bait and switch with me and Shems.
Mm-hmm.
And
Shems
then,
is the yellow one.
Oh. Blah, 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 blah. Hold on then. I was here, right? Because
mm-hmm.
you're the one. You're pretty well hidden, though. Okay.
It's what does bait and switch do?
That's me. It's a battle maneuver I do. Mm-hmm. I'm still going to do it, even though I just got them mixed up, but I still want bait and switch. Mm-hmm. So 5, 10, move. I'm going to take that for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So 10, 15. So I haven't used all my movement yet.
Mm-hmm.
4, my AC. I'm going to add 5. And I'm going to go... Actually, I'm going to go up one more to get right up in his grill.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes my AC 20.
Okay.
Right now. That's beautiful. And then I'm going to take 2 attacks on that guy. Ooh, yeah. First one's, let's see, 18, 19, 20. So 25 to hit.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Second one, that one's probably not going to make it. 11?
That'll miss, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Bummer. So that's... 11 points of damage.
Okay.
And there's one of my superiority dies. Oh! I haven't been using my extra attack!
Oh, you get to it with. Oh, yeah, you gave yourself an extra attack. Yeah.
Duh! Oh, that's gonna miss two, probably. 16?
That hits.
Okay. So this would be. Because I hit, missed, and now I hit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this would be with my longsword. So, 11 again. Weird. 11 more points.
Okay. Did you want to action search?
Sure! I forgot how to play this game. I forgot everything about how to do this game. No. 11.
Elements.
That can go to hell.
You get 2 attacks on your action search.
You do?
Yep.
That's better.
16
plus 7, 23? Is that right?
That's it.
Yeah. Is that right, though? 16 plus 7?
Yeah.
That's good. 9, 13 points of damage.
Okay. You deal 13 points.
Nice. No. That would have been 12. That would have been my rapier.
I was going to say it's bloody, but that actually literally just put it right out of bloody. So it's right on the edge of bloody.
1 hit point. Okay, no. Now I'm done.
All right. Puts them up.
Mm-hmm. So they both share initiative.
Yeah. Yes, I usually... Creatures are the same type, but usually...
Yeah, no, it's understandable. I just misunderstood because I forgot about Magpie.
All right. This one, all it can do, it can't attack, so because of Magpie, so it's just going to shamble. Your range is still 15 feet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it does not enter your range, it stays near range.
Oh, was it still in my range?
Yeah.
5, 10, 15? Damn. Okay.
Unless you strategically wanted to place yourself there so that when it moved, it would...
I hadn't thought of that, and I hadn't considered it at all, so Taika wouldn't have either.
Okay. And it can't attack you because of that, but
mm-hmm.
the other one is going to make 2 attacks on you.
It's okay. AC 20, motherfucker!
AC 20, uh-huh. AC 25.
What?
Hits you twice.
Oh, damn!
It rolled a...
Fuck!
It rolled well.
Jesus!
It rolled some high numbers.
Huh.
First attack, 13 points of bludgeoning.
Oh, Jesus.
Second attack, 10.
So 23?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that puts me at 24. That's a lot of fucking damage.
And then it grapples you.
Okay, cool.
And then it engulfs you.
Dislike. I would like you to take back what you just said and change your mind. It engulfs me? What does that mean?
So picture it's you, these two minds wrap around you, and it picks up, and it puts you into its mass.
He's going to regret that.
Can we still see her?
I think I'm toes up.
You see her boots sticking out of the air. Yeah!
You can still attack when you're grappled. It's a disadvantage.
Correct.
Right. Okay.
I would argue that it should be at advantage, because you were right inside.
You're inside
that thing.
I think so,
There's
too.
Nowhere that you could hit that wouldn't land.
Oh, no, grapple doesn't give you disadvantage of attacks.
It doesn't?
Nope. Your speed is zero, and that's it.
Oh, okay.
Baller.
However, you are blinded and restrained, so that will give you disadvantage. Because you are inside the belly of the beast.
Yeah.
And restrained... you just have disadvantage on your attacks and disadvantage on your dex saves.
Okay. So I do have disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But because of the...
Because I'm inside of it, not because I'm grappled.
Exactly.
Okay. That's
Shims. Cool. Things have gotten a little weird here.
I love it.
God, most of my attacks are, like, fire damage, so I'm trying to... okay, well, first of all, I'm at 13 hit points, and I don't trust these bitches to not annihilate me.
Yeah.
So, I'm gonna use Cure Wounds on myself as my action.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that, what's that look like when Gems cures wounds?
My Cure Wounds would probably look like, what was the type of damage that I got? Was it, like, was I just, like, smashed into something?
Oh, it was just bludgeoning, yeah.
Bludgeoning
just...
damage? Okay. It's, like, a little, like a little robot, like, little spider thingy. Mm-hmm. And it has, it's like kind of like painted white, like a doctor's coat. And, and it's just like crawling all around me, just like trying to like set back that, like I broke my arm and it's trying to reset it for me. That's
delightful.
The vibe.
That's great.
It's just my little tiny robot doctor.
Mm-hmm.
That's adorable.
So that's 2d8 plus 3 mm-hmm. is how much it heals me.
Nice.
And that's 7 plus 6, so 13 plus 3.
It's nice.
Yeah, wait. That's 16 points that it heals me.
Mm-hmm.
And then for my bonus action, you said that I can, like, cast spells through Tsuki, right? Is that...
Yes. It would have to be a spell that you can cast as a bonus action.
Oh, something... So, because I was looking at this, and it said that Tsuki can on its turn it can use a dodge action unless I take a bonus action on my turn to command it to take another action. So can I command Tsuki to do something to like attack in some way?
Yeah, it can. You should see that action that says force strike.
Yeah.
So you get to roll that force strike.
Okay, cool. Spell attack modifier to hit. 1d4 plus 3. So that's going to be 7 force damage.
I still have to roll to hit.
Oh, roll to hit.
Yeah.
Wait, okay.
So it's just like doing a spell attack, whatever your spell attack is.
That's a 12.
Plus 4, I think.
Plus 4? Hold on.
It'll be on your spell pages.
Oh, on mine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, hers is on the card because it's the homunculus's.
Oh.
Yeah. Wait, so where would that be?
Range weapon attack, your spell... Oh, your range spell attack. I forgot that. I'm sorry, I updated all those numbers, but I missed that one. So.
Oh, that's totally fine.
So it would be plus 7.
Plus 7?
Mm-hmm.
plus 7, so 12 plus 7 to hit.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, so then that would be 19.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that'll hit.
Okay, and then I already rolled this,
yep.
and I got landed on a 4 plus
mm-hmm.
3, so that's a 7.
Yeah, so it takes 7 points of damage. So right. you command Suki, and Suki just very quickly, as Suki does, just slithers over and just wraps around the foot of the creature and just takes a bite.
Okay, dope.
Nice.
It's like lunchtime.
You're doing
nice.
Great, Suki.
All right. Okay. Puts back up Tony.
And Yana's still in the thing?
Yes.
Inside of it.
But I can see her?
You can see her feet sticking out. I guess technically it's in this one, because that one couldn't attack.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to cast Vortex Warp and get her out.
Oh,
nice!
Yeah! Nice!
We want to put her just right back here?
Yeah, I mean, toward us, probably. Like, maybe we just have, like, a line...
Oh, keep me up front.
Oh, you want to be
up
front?
Yeah, keep
oh,
me
up
front.
Oh, because we're squishy.
Yeah, you're squishy.
Yeah.
It's really hard for them to hit me compared to you.
Warp.
I love it.
All right, so...
Fantastic.
And so, you just warp, and Taika just appears in the space in front of you, and the creature just goes...
Ooh, they have some sort of language. I dislike that, too.
All right. Anything else, Tony?
I don't think I can do anything.
You can move.
Oh, I mean, I'm pretty good where I am.
Okay. Magpie's turn. She doesn't do. She's going to cast Mind Sliver as a cantrip,
mm-hmm.
and so it has to roll an intelligence save. That's a d12, Chris. Come on, you know better. So 11 total, so it fails. So it's going to take 3 points of psychic damage.
Nice. And are they both looking bloodied now?
No,
he says. Okay.
The one that on you is 1 point away from being bloodied.
Okay.
And then the one that she hit gets a minus 1d4 to its next saving.
Which one did she hit?
The one that they've been focusing on.
Oh, okay. Cool. All
right. That puts up Taika.
All right. Well, I'm going to keep wailing on this guy just to try and get him down. So I'm within 15 feet of him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can I have 30 feet of movement. 5, 10, 15. Am I in his threat range right now?
You're in neither of their threat ranges.
Okay. I want to fly up and over and
mm-hmm.
get behind him.
Okay.
So, because I've been pissing him off. I think that's a great idea. Keep pissing him off.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm within range of both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And
this one's bloodied and this one is not.
But he's like a point away.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. So, I'm going to try one attack on each and then I'll see where I'm at. So, first attack on that guy over there.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. 13.
That misses.
Alright, I'm gonna hit him again. Fuck! That's even worse! Alright. Third time's a charm? Probably not. 14.
Just misses.
Fuck! Wasted my whole turn! Alright. That's it. That's all I can do.
Alright. Time for the plants to go.
I'm sorry, I just removed your shield, y'all.
This one's going to...
Okay, that's good.
...flip over and attack you. This one's going for Magpie, since Magpie is the
that's
one
bad.
That messed with its mind. So two attacks on you, Tucker. Are you still 20 AC, or are you back to 15?
No, I'm back to 15.
14 and a 25.
Oh my god, why do they keep rolling so well?
I mean, they get... Well, I mean,
25 to hit twice!
Well, that wasn't actually...
And the other one was a 20!
That wasn't actually
good
18.
Lord!
16 points of damage.
Okie doke. That's rough.
And then on Magpie, both those hit. Well, actually, she's going to cast Shield. So one of those will just hit.
Just so you guys know, I'm in single digits now.
Yeah.
That
need
took,
a healing potion?
I have one. I'm going to have to
okay.
take that.
Magpie.
I literally have...
takes 12 points damage. Though she's looking...
I also good. Have another Cure Wounds.
Shims, you're up.
Okay.
Oh, food probably.
Yep.
Jeez. Do you want me to pause it?
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Okay. You want me to do that?
There's too many buttons.
Alright, and we're back.
Yay!
Full of Chinese food and ready to fuck some plants up.
Yeah.
Yay.
Right. Chims, it's your turn.
Yes. So my options are... I'm debating either healing you or... making my flamethrower, or not flamethrower, force ballista. But you are at 9 points of health, so I'm just like, I'm just gonna like grab my little spider doctor, and I'm just gonna like chuck it in your direction. And that's how I cast my spell.
I fucking love it.
Okay, and it was 1d8. Because I'm casting it, I have to cast it as a first level thing instead of second.
I'm within her range, right?
Oh, right.
Just.
It's a touch range, technically.
Oh, shit.
But
oh.
You could cast it through Suki.
Oh, okay. It's cool. So I put the little healing... the spider, like, rides on Suki's head, and she slithers over.
I fucking love it.
And delivers him.
Nice.
Right. He's gonna touch you so that's 6 plus 3, 9 points of healing. And you can't like hear him in the like chaos of everything, but like if you lean in close and pay attention in a very high pitched voice, he's like scolding you for getting into a fight. It's like you can't. You need to be careful when you're in the woods.
That is hilarious. I
yeah.
love it.
Also, same as going to town on your shoe.
Your whole face is in my shoe, sir.
He's just like, I can't get enough of it. It smells like cats. Gotta smell like me now. Alright, so you do that.
Yeah.
I think that's your whole action, right?
Yeah. I mean, I could move. Because I don't think I have, like, any bonus actions that I can take. But I'm like, do I want to move anywhere? Oh, I'm good with where I'm at. That's my turn.
What's up, Tony? Start of a new round.
I'm gonna cast Witch Bolt.
Okay.
A beam of crackling blue energy lances out toward a creature within range, which he is, or they are, forming a sustained arc of lightning between you and the target. Range spell attack. So, right? After roll. Plus 7, is that 13?
Yep. That misses.
Oh, bummer.
I don't know. That'll save my inspiration. Or should I? Yeah. I think I'm okay.
Well,
yeah. So that's
it. I completely forgot we had inspiration.
Okay. Any moves or anything?
Can I go up in the tree?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll go up in the tree.
Awesome.
Just a little more out of reach. I'm squishy.
Alright. Puts up Magpie. She's gonna try Mind Whip again on the one that's on her.
That's the one that burns their reaction, right?
And, yeah, prevent leaves in the one action. Yeah.
Awesome.
So, it needs to make an intelligence save. Seven total, so it fails. So it takes damage. 8 points of damage. And it loses its reaction and can only take one action in its turn, so she's going to...
Mm-hmm. Good for her.
And then she's going to climb up in this tree.
Nice.
Let's see. Puts up...
My turn?
Teka, yeah.
I'm going to keep trying to fuck him up. All right, that probably hits. That's a 19 to hit?
Yeah, oh yeah, that definitely hits.
Okay.
This is the one, yeah, you're on.
The one in front of me. Ooh, that's a shitty roll. Thank you. That's 7 points of damage.
Okay, it's bloodied now.
Nice. Fucking goddamn it. I'm going to fucking burn it, because we're probably not going to have another fight today. That was a natural 2. And I immediately got a natural 1.
Okay.
Awesome. So, third attack. Another natural 1. Yeah.
I think you should throw away that die.
Well, you remember how I said at the very beginning of the session.
Yeah.
Now they're fine.
Alright. Mounds are up. 2 attacks on you. 14 will miss. 24 will hit.
Jesus, they roll so high!
It's 10 points of damage.
Okie doke. That would have taken me down. Thank you, Shems.
And then this one, all the cats have gone up the trees. It's going to shamble towards you, but it can't take any actions.
Nice.
Shems, your turn.
Oh, already? Okay.
That was a lightning round.
Yeah. Oh, I said I was going to make my little... Eldritch cannon, so I'm going to use my action to do... Or should I do that? How are these guys looking?
They're both bloodied, so they're both less than half of their hit points left.
Okay. Sure, I'm going to use my action to make the Eldritch Cannon, and I'm going to make the Force Ballista, so then it'll inflict 2d8 force damage for, like, the next time I use it. My question is, so, after I make it, can I, like, does... Launching it count as a bonus action or an action?
It looks like it takes a bonus action to use it, right?
Nice.
Yeah, okay, dope. So this is a long-term investment here. and then I still have my bonus action, and I'm gonna, I guess, let's command Suki to attack whatever thingy she's closest to.
All right, you want to put a d4 out there for your ballista?
Oh, yeah.
Or some die. Yeah.
Here you go, I got a whole bunch.
I'm going to use this little guy, actually.
Okay.
And then you...
So my ballista, you can just put it next to me.
And does it have legs?
Yeah, I can move around.
Cool.
Nice.
And yeah, and my bonus action is I'm going to tell Tsuki to attack. I guess Tsuki's, like, over here.
Mm-hmm.
So you can also fire your ballista. It's your choice.
Oh, I can fire the ballista?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's a,
yeah, sure.
It's a bonus action to use it.
Sure, I'll fire the ballista at...
Do
it. This one, because I feel like there's a 99% chance that that's going to end up... fucking up Yana.
Yeah, right. So roll a range spell attack.
Okay, so to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 15. And then do I add anything to that?
Yeah, you're actually right on the page. This spell attack.
Oh yeah, spell attack bonus. So that's 15 plus 7.
22
like
points. Or 22 damage. Or to hit. We'll hit.
Okay.
So
cool.
Roll 2d8.
2d8. It's a 7 and a 2, so a 9.
9 force damage. Okay.
Yeah.
And it pushes it 5 feet that way.
Sweet. I think that's everything I can do.
Okay. Things are looking hurt, but they're pretty mindless devourers, so they're just going to keep coming until they die. Tony, you're up.
I'm going to try that witch bolt again.
Get it. You got it.
I believe in you.
I was just practicing the first time.
Just warming up.
100%.
What kind of damage does witch bolt do?
Lightning.
Alright, so roll the attack.
Yay! 19 plus 6, so 25.
It'll hit. Roll me a d12.
And then I think it's 5d12.
It's, if you're casting it at first level, it's 1d12, right?
Oh. When you cast a spell using a spell slot... Oh, spell slot. Mm-hmm. I was like, if I'm at level 5,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do I get...
Yep, yep.
How about I do it at second level?
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay?
Can I first.
Do it in first?
Don't waste the spell slot.
Oh, what was that? What's that bird sign?
Metapigeon.
3.
So you shoot from up in the tree, you shoot your witch bolt at it. And much to your horror, not only does it not deal it damage, it seems to heal it a little bit.
Ah!
What? I knew lightning damage would be weird.
I'm so glad it was only 3. You're good, you're good, you're good. Wheel thick. Good to know. Thank goodness for that meta pigeon.
Magpie from the other tree just says, what the fuck? Tony, that's some bullshit.
You're telling me.
Who designed this creature? Anything else?
No. Well, actually, so I want it to stop because it's going to keep going until he moves out of range.
Oh, you can dismiss it as that. You can just be...
Nope. I'm done. Nope, nope. We're done.
Yeah.
I'll stay up in the tree.
Okay. Magpie's turn. She's going to use her last mind whip. Mm. On the one over on Shannon's. That almost succeeded on its intelligence save, but just failed. So. Ooh, 16 points of psychic damage to this one.
Nice.
And she's like, well, that's the last of my big stuff.
Magpie, MVP of this fight. She's done damage every turn.
It's almost like she has information that we don't.
Yeah, it's a Tekka.
Okay, so just to clarify, taking a potion is an action.
Mm-hmm.
And if I do that, I can't hit, I can't bonus attack hit, and I can't extra attack.
Correct.
Take back my body! Attack 1. 20, dirty 20.
Yeah,
that's a good fucking hit. 14 points.
Okay.
Still up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he says. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
17.
Hits.
8 points of damage. And 18.
Hits.
That's 14 points of damage.
Nice.
Finally.
Yeah, this thing's barely holding on.
Good!
You've done over 100 points of damage.
Have I?
Yes.
Okay. You say so. Doesn't seem like it. Yeah, that's all I can do. Yeah, that's it.
All right. Mound's turn. This one's going to attack you, Shins.
Why does this one have beef with me?
I mean, you're not about to die, right?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not, but it was, like, it keeps trying.
I'm not going to survive this round.
You're just the closest morsel, so.
All right, I'll take it.
You're the one who didn't get up in a tree. You
AC
and me.
14 hit you?
14? No.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, then they both miss.
Nice.
And then 2 attacks on you, Tyga. No? And AC 14 misses you, too?
Uh-huh.
Then 2 misses.
I am shocked.
Oh, I mean, I've been rolling pretty well, so
yeah, I have.
The law of averages say that I'm going to have a turn like that.
And I mean, I've been kind of doing really mediocre, and I just had a really good turn.
Shims.
So. Okay, my turn. All right. I'm going to use my action to cast Thunder Wave and hit
this guy, because you said this guy's like barely holding on.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
This guy here?
Yeah.
So Thunderwave, it hits adjacent.
Oh, adjacent?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can hit this one, but to hit that one, you have to go all the way over there.
Oh, okay. I was going to hit this one with Thunderwave and the other with the, cannon, but I guess I'll switch it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to use my cannon to attack this one.
Okay.
And then that should also do 2d8,
mm-hmm.
I believe. And I have to like, actually hit.
Yeah, that'll
hit. 18, yeah. And then that's gonna do 5 points of damage.
Yeah, 5 points, 5 points.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then Thunderwave pushes it back, but it hits that tree instead. So roll me another d6.
A d6.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Come on, 6. That's 5.
Oh, wait, yeah, the ballista says push it back 5 feet. So yeah, that's 5 points, another 5 points. So you shoot this ballista, this bolt of force damage shoots into the creature and slams it back into the tree. It is barely hanging on.
But it's still hanging on.
Still hanging on.
God damn it. Okay, I'll take it, though. And then I'm going to use the one that's, like, right in front of me.
Thunder
I'm going to use Thunder Wave.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then do I have to roll to hit, or is that, like... No, you have to make a constitution saving throw.
Con save.
Yes.
Ooh, it's probably a success. 19 total.
It is a success. Yeah.
Nice. Does it take half damage?
I think it takes half on Thunder Wave. I think it just doesn't get pushed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it takes half damage and isn't pushed. So, so it takes 4 damage.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
4 damage overall. I halved it myself, but yeah.
Nice. So what's your Thunder Wave look like, out of curiosity?
What does it look like?
I'll let you think about it.
Yeah, I'm like, what would an artificer's thunder wave look like?
Almost like a reverse vacuum thing.
Yeah.
Tony?
So I'm going to cast Chill Touch for my cantrip.
Ooh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
So, right, I have to do an attack.
Yep.
9 plus 6 is 15.
That hits.
Okay.
Nice.
And then it's 2d8.
Mm-hmm.
It's 8.
8 points of cold damage?
Of necrotic damage.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. And it can't heal?
Right.
Yeah.
Nice. These creatures are both on death's door.
Good.
Magpie's turn. She's going to cast Mind Sliver on the one.
Do you see her?
No. That's a good sleep.
So it makes... on you, Tyga, that one makes an intelligence save. Does not succeed. So it'll take 2d6. This could kill it.
Yay!
Finally. 5 points of damage.
Still hanging on?
guess how many hit points it has.
What? It's got one left.
Close, it has two.
Okay.
But yes, it is hanging on. Tyga.
Okay. First attack. Fucking misses. Love it. 10 misses, right?
Yeah.
Second attack. Probably hits... 15?
Yeah.
Okay. Take the damage on that first. A fucking lot. 11.
Yeah, you slice it and it falls over kaput.
Yeah. So it's 15, so then I'll go up to the other one. And third attack. Fucking misses, I think. 6 plus 7, 13?
That will miss.
Yep. You don't. Oh, wait, do I have... I missed my first attack, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's it. I'm done.
All right. Okay, you hit it last, Tyga, so this one's going to turn around.
Awesome. That's hilarious.
12.
Okay.
And 23.
Yep.
11 points.
Yep.
So you rush up, and as you go to whack it with your sword, it just flips around with the vine and just like conks you hard against the head as you fall over.
Nice.
Chips.
Oh, me? Okay. So we only got one left. So I'm going to just use... oh, no, I'm not going to use Firebolt. I'm just going to use my bonus action to... hit it with the cannon, and that's gonna probably not hit, so that's a 5 plus 7.
That'll miss.
Yeah. and how is this thing, like, looking?
Really hurt.
Really hurt, okay. Do I want to use a first level spell? I'll use another first level spell on it. And I'm gonna use... I'm curious if these things can take poison damage.
They took damage earlier.
They took damage earlier.
Okay, or, so well, acid damage is what you did, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not quite the same.
This is acid damage, actually. So.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna use Tasha's Caustic Brew.
Ooh.
Nice.
And that's a... A dex 15.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just heat and lightning, or fire 11. And lightning.
Fire and lightning.
Okay.
Really
work. Yeah. So then,
will lightning be better?
Yeah.
That's 2d4.
As effective.
Yeah.
So we'll take 2d4 acid damage. So 7 acid damage.
Nice.
That's still up.
Damn it.
But it does not look well. Anything else?
I think that's all I can do.
Tony.
Okay. I'm gonna do chill touch again.
Mm-hmm.
That seemed to work out pretty well.
Okay.
Die, you overgrown houseplant. 17.
That'll hit.
Okay. And then it's 2d8, right? Yeah.
So.
8.
It had 7. So
yay!
Your little skeletal paw goes down and wraps around it.
Nice.
And then just pulls it off into the ground. The vines and like plant matter that make it up just sort of slough off into the ground. And then a corpse falls out of it and lands on the ground next to a potential corpse, Taika.
Wait, what kind of corpse?
Looks like a, like some sort of well-dressed human.
Okay, doc.
Magpie's turn. She goes, she climbs down from the tree. And she runs over. She's like, anybody have a potion?
There's one in my pocket.
Taika, roll me a death save.
Yay! Super excited! Oh no! I knew this would happen. That's a failure.
So one fail.
Yep, yep, yep.
Don't worry, you're not good.
I know, probably.
My little guy's still kicking.
Shims.
Yeah, my little, my little spider doctor, a little, like, light comes up from its, like, head, and it just, is just, like, very faintly, like, wee-wee-wee, as it's slithering over, like, crawling over to, Yana's body, and is, like, trying to, like, stitch her wounds or whatever.
That's hilarious.
Just imagine little, like, zaps, like, zzz.
Yeah, just like lays flat on your chest, and then.
So you're doing some healing?
Yeah, so that's gonna be that is my last spell that I can use, and that's a 1d8. Come on, that's a 9.
Whew, alrighty, nice.
So you cast Beth back to consciousness.
Did you guys fuck up that plant?
Yeah.
Fucked me up.
Hey, we successfully did it.
Sure did. I need a drink.
She says,
the spider, like opens up a little compartment and it has, like, a little treat for you.
I get a sucker?
Yeah. I get a sucker.
She says, these leaves out. These shambling mounds, she says, I've heard about these. She says, they're pretty nasty business, obviously.
So there's a corpse next to me, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, who the fuck is this guy?
She says, I don't know. Came out of the plant.
Is there any, like, identifying documents on him or anything?
I'm gonna loot the corpse.
I'm start picking pockets.
So you see a kind of fallen next to it was, like, a long sword that is got a bit corroded from being inside this creature.
Mm-hmm.
The corpse itself, you get the idea it's a little rank, maybe a week old.
Okay.
But it is, like I said, well dressed. You see a coin purse on it.
Nice.
It has 180 gold pieces.
Okay.
You see it's wearing scale mail armor.
Mm-hmm.
And
also corroded.
Mm-hmm. You see a couple of broken glass vials on its hip that were probably at one point containing potions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you see in a sort of satchel, you find a rolled up piece of paper.
What's that?
When you unroll it, you see it's a map. And written on it are some, like, scrawled out are some notes. Ruins of the Druid Lord.
Ooh.
Ruins or runes?
R-U-I-N-S. Ruins of the Druid Lord. And then it says, written else somewhere else on it, it says, potentially huge score.
Ooh, really? I don't know why I can't spell that word. A potentially huge score.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And as you look at the map, you realize that it appears to start in Ajuba.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to tell. It's, you know, because it's not, you know, like a road map or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd gather it's probably a few days' journey into the jungle off road.
In a north, south, east, west direction?
Northeast.
Okay.
North, northeast.
Okay.
That's the direction we were going anyway, right? Or am I...
Yeah.
So if you look at,
totally forgetting what the map looks like.
If you pull out your map, you can kind of...
Yeah, because we were planning on going north, right?
We were going to take a boat, though,
so,
right?
But not until we got up.
It kind of goes off kind of like this direction.
Because we're here.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we were trying to get to this city.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was, you know,
yeah, so we just
kind of
go
direction.
A little east first and then up.
I mean, the big thing is you'll have to, if you do that, you'll be off-road, so
mm-hmm.
you'll be the jungles are a little more wild.
Mm-hmm. A little higher danger.
A greater threat of danger.
Okay.
How far in is it?
Is it a few days? You'd guess a few days.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's interesting.
Magpie says, well, I don't know, should we bury him or something, or?
Yeah, probably.
I don't care about him or funeral rites, so I'm gonna lay here and be not dead for a while. Pull out a hip flask and actually start drinking a little.
Can I just cast Erupting Earth and just cover him?
Ooh!
Absolutely.
Okay.
Nice.
And I'd say you'd get an inspiration for that, but you're
Noice.
Done!
Oh, wow, that was quick.
Oh, thanks. I'm glad I didn't have to wait.
Work smarter, not harder.
Right? I stand up creakily. Ugh, blood.
Is my crystal in my bag, or did I drop it? I probably has it in my bag,
it's
right?
In your bag holding it.
Yeah, okay, cool. I just want to make sure that that's... I check it, make sure it's safe, okay. Because it's really cool! It's really cool!
Do you pull it out when you look at it?
Yeah, 100%.
Magpie's like, what's that?
A trophy.
She says, is it a wild magic crystal from the Wizard's Tower?
Yes.
That's awesome. What are you going to do with it?
Hopefully turn it into a stabby thing.
Oh, do you know any artificers that could do that?
Well, I just met an artificer literally 6 hours ago. Maybe
oh,
not
that meant you're an artificer?
I am, yes.
I forget if you told me that last session, but I don't think you did.
If it isn't clear from the mechanical spider, the mechanical snake, and the like giant hunkering cannon walking towards me, I'm an artificer.
Magpie eyes the turret. She says, well, that's really cool. She says, I didn't get out much. I don't know if they told you.
That's totally fine.
Where'd you study?
The Academy of Altair.
Altair? Wow. She says, you must be quite the artificer to have studied there. That's only where the best and brightest go.
Nice. Good to know. Yeah. Yes, and I did great, and they totally were thrilled to have me there. Absolutely. It was a good time for everyone.
That's awesome. It sounds like you mean that, too.
Yeah.
Sort of like how I have had the great time growing up here in Ajuba.
Yeah.
She says, staring off into the mid-distance.
I'm gonna walk up to Magpie and be like, yeah! And throw my arm over her shoulders. Why don't you help me back to town? Just to, like, distract her.
Oh, okay. she says, you're pretty heavy, though, so she waves her arms and a floating disc pulls up off the ground. She says, just sit on that.
Okay! That's cool!
She says, it's a surprisingly common spell that I don't know a lot of people that have ever taken.
Tensor's floating disc, right?
Yeah.
I'm like poking at the disc, trying to like study it.
She says, it's just made of force energy.
Oh. That's pretty great. I'm pretty happy about that.
It's just this floating disc, 3 feet in diameter. It's about an inch thick. It floats 3 feet off the ground, it's got just a picture, like kind of a drawing of her face on it.
Of Magpie face.
Magpie face.
As she's like talking, I'm like putting stones on it to see how much weight I can take.
She sees you. She says, "Oh, it's 500 pounds."
Oh,
exactly. I measured. I've done some tests. Oh. I think you and I are going to get along.
I like you.
She says, "That's part of magic. Is you got to make it and then test the limits on it."
Exactly. Yeah.
Nerds.
Yeah. Some people don't like testing the limits. They get mad about it. But I think you and I will get along.
All right. As you guys start walking towards the Jiva, she says, come along, disc, and it just starts following her with you on it, and making it almost like a little Jetsons sound as it flies along.
It actually has somatic components. I love it. Verbal components, I guess.
So as you guys are walking back to the Jiva, she says, how did you find... Oh, that's right, you sent me a paper bird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we followed the paper bird, and it just went up in a tree next to where we already were, and we're like, well, might as well not wait for her response. She's right up there.
Well, that's fine. I didn't know. I realized that at the time, but I did meet the company, so I appreciate you finding me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're family.
You're my brother.
It's true.
She says, and the rest of you are family now, too.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah.
You say staring off in the mid-distance.
Now somebody else has a mid-distance problem. Taiga doesn't add anything else.
Just float along. The guard captain said I could probably head back to the tower tomorrow. I think that wasn't really done today. So I was going to stay at the edge of the world tonight if y'all are interested in a round of drinks to celebrate us being alive.
Sounds good.
Let's do it.
Alright, so you head back to the Edge of the World Tavern. As you get back into town, you see a couple, like, you realize that people are looking at you, just because, well, I mean, you're famous now. People will know who you are. You're the talk of the town. I mean, nobody's coming up to you, but you definitely see people looking, kind of hear the muffled talking, and of course now you're riding on this floating disc, so it's even...
I'm deeply uncomfortable by this level of attention.
That's alright, Taika's not.
floating on your disc on like an emperor on a palanquin.
100% right up her alley. She lounges a little bit more and waves.
Alright, as you get back to the tavern, the barkeeper, Aldrun, says, "Oh, welcome back." He says, "All your rounds of whatever you drink tonight have already been purchased by people here in the town who..."
Oh, nice.
Nice.
Seemed to be pretty grateful that Ithone was leaving. Even he apparently didn't have a lot of friends.
Yeah, he was a dick.
What about our rooms?
As I told you earlier today, those have been comped.
Oh, I forgot.
That's okay. It feels like a week ago since this morning.
I know, right? Yeah.
Is he the owner?
Yes, it's his bar.
Okay.
He's the one that came out and fixed the window. And...
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. And what, is he human?
I believe, yes. Let me double check. Yeah, he's a tall human man. He's got dark skin, short crop black hair.
Okay.
I don't know if this is getting a little ahead of ourselves, but I'm going to ask Aldrun if he knows of any guides in the area that are familiar with going off trail through the woods.
He says only the brave or foolish go off-road. Sounds like you're looking maybe for an adventurer to lead you into the woods.
Yeah, somebody that can kind of augment some of those skills we might be lacking.
A ranger type.
Yeah.
He says, I can put the word out.
That'd be great, thank you. We'll just be over here drinking, so send him on over.
Okay. All right, so you go over and you get the nicest meal in the house brought to you. Some ales, some water, mm-hmm. or he says, we also have a variety of juices.
Ooh, yeah, I'll take some juice.
So he gives you a equivalent of Pog, passion fruit orange guava mixture. It's very sweet.
That sounds really good. It's very sweet.
Yeah, when I was in Hawaii early in this year, I drank my weight in Pog. It was the best.
So sweet.
It is very sweet.
So do we really want to bring somebody else in on our score?
Well, no. We just need a guide. They don't need to be involved with the...
An adventurer type might want to take part and, take part of our money.
We can see what happens, but I thought it might be a good idea. How much do they really need to know about what we're getting? And... Well, we just pay them a flat fee and we say, we need some help, here's some money.
If it works out that way.
Yeah.
I mean, we're also going to have this map that they're going to look at that says, huge score.
Can we rewrite the map?
I don't know how good my efforts as a map maker would be. So I'll take out the crystal and slide it over to you, Shem. So you think you could make a weapon out of that? Because that'd be really fucking cool.
Can I make a weapon out of that?
Roll me an arcana check.
Okay. Let's see.
Excuse me.
So that's a 15 plus... I think it should be 6. 15 plus 6, 21.
Oh, yeah. You could easily make some sort of bladed weapon out of this.
Sick. Okay,
you would just need access to an arcane forge.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Which, are there anything?
Yeah.
Akpai's like, well, we got one in the tower, so...
Oh, nice! Nice! Okay, cool. Is the tower open for us
tomorrow. We should be able to get there tomorrow.
So. Okay, perfect.
Nice. That's really fucking fantastic.
That's very exciting. What kind of weapon do you want?
A
longsword.
Yeah, longsword. Because my rapier, for some reason,
can we use that longsword that we got from the corpse?
It doesn't have to be added to a longsword
no.
I have, right?
No, you should take this crystal sword
and
turn
it into yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And I'll see if I can have any cool enchantments or anything on it.
But you said it wouldn't have the two-handed...
I fixed that, actually.
Oh, it is going to have the two-handed option? Fuck yeah. Can I use two longswords?
Yeah.
Really?
But you'd be one in each hand.
Seems silly to use two longswords.
Hey, D8 slashing.
But fighter. Okay. Yeah, 100%. That'd be great.
That'd be really fucking great. Because then I have the potential of using one or the other as a two-handed blade.
So as you examine it, you realize that you could probably... that this thing is imbued with wild magic, and so you could make a wild magic crystal longsword with this.
Ooh, okay, nice.
Harness the chaotic potential of the wild magic.
Fantastic.
Into the blade itself.
That sounds very exciting. Okay, yeah, I can definitely do some interesting stuff with this.
Awesome. I'm super excited about it.
As you guys discuss this crystal longsword, a tall man wearing a hood with long brown hair that comes down to his shoulders and a beard with a rugged chin and the smell of sandalwood about him comes up and he says, "Hello, my name is Birch Harphouse. I'm told that you need a ranger to go to the woods."
Birch Harphouse? Yes.
Wait, how do you spell that?
B-I-R-C-H. H-A-R-P-H-O-U-S-E.
Okay.
He says, "Aldrin's a friend of mine." He says, "Whenever I range through these parts," he says, "I usually stay here at the edge of the world." He says, "Of course, I have many names depending on what part of the world I'm in." He says, "You can call me Birch." He says, "Or you can call me Longstep."
Longstep. Why is he looking at me?
He's just looking at all you.
Oh, okay. I was like, I do have multiple names. A stranger doesn't know that.
He says, "So what do you, if you don't mind me asking, why do you want to go through the woods?" He says, "The jungle is pretty dangerous," he says, "to those that aren't acquainted with its dangers."
Well, exactly. That's why we thought it might be a good idea to maybe get a ranger to help us out.
Right. But there's, much risk for... Is there a reward at the end of this?
There is a reward. We are willing to pay you, what's an appropriate amount?
I 100 gold.
Yeah, we'll pay you 100 gold. Unfortunately, we can't share what we're getting because it's just not. We can't split it. It's just not something that we can split.
We'll make a deception check.
I also wanted to ask, do I know anything about this druid lord from, my studies about, the history of...
Roll me a history check.
All these.
Can I roll one, too?
Both of you with disadvantage, though, because neither of you are from the area.
Yeah.
Can I use
I'm also exhausted. I forgot to mention that earlier.
Oh, so, well, there's no such thing as double disadvantage, so...
Yeah.
Can I use my initiative to get a better deception?
I got 2 17s.
Oh, wow.
You mean your inspiration?
Yeah, sorry.
You can roll your inspiration to re-roll that, yeah.
Okay.
My deception was an 8, so
no. So you won't be able to assist, but
oh no, but that was
a history check.
History, yeah, it's still not great though.
The highest I got was 10.
10 total.
History,
so yeah,
3.
He says, if I'm going to be accompanying you, you're going to have to play things straight with me. He says, "I need to know what danger we're going into." He says, "You don't get to be a ranger with many nicknames by going into unknown dangers and getting devoured by something well above your capabilities."
Well, this doesn't have anything to do with the danger. This is just about what we're going for.
He says, "I'm willing to do it for an equal share in whatever reward it is you." He says, "I can tell that this distresses you." He says, "So
I'm gonna flip him a silver or whatever to get an ale. Why don't you go get yourself an ale and we'll talk
about it." I was just gonna suggest the same thing. He says, "I'll be staying here this evening," he says,
"Okay.
Looking out for the wraiths that haunt me. But if you change your mind or if you come to a decision in the morning, let me know. Otherwise, I'll be long stepping out my way to another town."
Okay. Well,
does he seem trustworthy or are we just being kind of crappy? So obviously.
Yeah, he sounds pretty awful.
Yeah, I don't know if this is him being reasonable nicknames. Or we're the ones that are demanding too much.
Roll me an insight check.
Okay. My insight is not very.
Can I roll as well?
Yeah, I'm gonna roll.
That's a 5.
I'm gonna spend a superior die.
You're trying to get a
gauge 18.
Of him, and you just keep kind of you're so tired.
Yeah,
18.
I got a 13.
So with an 18, I would say that you're able to gauge that he is very competent in what he does.
Well, that's good.
But you don't detect any deception about his things. Though you also detect that his flaw is that he thinks very highly of himself and his own story.
That's kind of what I was picking
up. You just
want
to bring the box over here, know that we're not using the combat map.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was picking up. And, I mean, I just don't think that we need that kind of attitude in our group. Like, he doesn't sound like a team player.
Yeah, and I mean,
granted, we weren't going to bring him on as a team player, but we certainly aren't now.
Yep.
Okay.
You
yeah.
Look over and he's just sitting by the fireplace, pensively smoking a pipe.
And we just kind of...
His head, like, wreathed with shadow, except for where the flame is lighting it up.
Either him or I wouldn't make it.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was picking up. Yeah, let's pass on this guy. If we run into another ranger, cool. If not, you know, I think
as long as we're careful, we'll probably be okay.
Yeah, I mean, let's just not take any crazy chances. And then the other thing is maybe we do a little bit of research, because I know there's a bunch of stuff probably in the Wizard's Tower that we can check out, right?
Maybe. I mean, it's not like got... It's probably not got, like, maps and stuff in it, though. It's probably just got... Because he was, what, a... Magpie, he was into, like, divination and shit, right?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna know a lot about druid lores, but worth a shot to see what's there.
Yeah.
Oh, I got that 17... Or actually, with my bonus, it's a 23 on the history. So do we know anything about this druid lore?
Nice! Good roll.
We also have the professor if we need... Maybe, like, need some help with, like,
that's
getting
true.
More information.
Look at you using your noggin. It's something I'm not great at.
I'm
just like, what do you think? Do you think this is going on? Wow.
Alright, so you dig back into your memory. And you're like, you recall when you were in Bronzeport reading a book about a druid who used to have his own little fiefdom kind of in this area in the age before the Free Cities. His name was Maurice, M-O-R-Y-S.
M-O-R-I-S? I'm so Y-S. Mad. I'm so mad at you.
Y-S.
and that he was a druid of great renown, but that essentially one day civilization lost contact with him, and since then his sort of fortress was lost to the jungle and had not been discovered again. So.
And are there, like, any possible, like, clues as to what might have led to that? Like, was he messing with anything magical that, like, led to his demise?
Mm-hmm. Good call.
Not a big mystery.
Hmm.
Since they never found the fortress, they were never able to figure it out.
Okay.
So you share that with us?
Yes, I do, yeah. I tell you, like, as much of it as I can recall.
So, I pull back out the map, scooching over so shithead can't see what we're doing. What was his name? Birch. Sorry.
He's talking to some halflings that came into the bar right now. You can kind of vaguely hear him, like, telling stories and warning them of things in the jungle.
Full of his own self. So, I'll pull out the map. Does it look as old as her memory indicates, or is it pretty fresh?
This looks newer.
Mm-hmm.
So someone's definitely been, like, looking for this
place. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Could just be that guy that got eat up, though, just happened to get off track or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, or the shamblers were that far away. I still think it's worth it. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be a great... I mean, what else are we doing? We're just...
Right?
we're traveling around hoping that we find other siblings, but like it probably is better for us to have more funds and more stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the stronger we get, the easier these motherfuckers are going to be to kill, because
exactly.
I tell you what, I got a target on this Lord Amari person.
Yeah.
I want to talk to that individual, and I want to fuck them up. I want to fuck them up.
And we need to be really strong before we do that.
Mm-hmm. I assume so. I mean, the Lord of the Wizards is step above.
Yeah.
And didn't we, like, get our asses kicked with the wizard a little bit? Or did we hand him his ass?
When he turned invisible, he kicked your ass for a bit.
Yeah. That was dangerous. That was dangerous.
Magic missile, yo. Fuck you up.
That's true. I was fucked up by magic missile, wasn't I? And magpie, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
But okay. He couldn't see me, right?
Yeah, he couldn't find
you. He was blind, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Clutch. You not being seen, clutch.
That was...
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's worth
it
to go find it.
But I think that we let the ranger down. Do we try and get some information from him first? Do you think that he would kind of give us a quick download on things we should watch out for or things we should have before going into the woods, or you think he's just going to be like, well, you should hire me?
I was going to hand him a drink and tell him to fuck off, so I will let you make this call.
I mean, I say go for it. I mean, I don't think he's going to go after us if you just tell him to fuck off.
Yeah.
I
didn't like his attitude. That's all.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Well, I will go up and grab a drink,
mm-hmm.
and walk over. And is he, like, surrounded by people now?
Not surrounded, but there's a couple halflings he's talking to. He's sitting down, and they're sitting up next to him.
Okay.
You walk over, and he's just like, that's when the wraith stabbed me, he says. But I was able to stab them back in return and survive from the injury using natural weeds I found in the woods.
I will interrupt him and set the glass down very strong.
Ah, thank you, friend.
We are not going to need your meager assistance. Have a good afternoon.
He frowns at the word meager, but...
hit him where it hurts.
He says, well, good luck in the woods.
I do. I basically stand up and start walking away and give him, like, a thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he doesn't like me. It's great. You give him a Carthalian thumbs up. Just give him a finger.
Yes. That one. That's him taken care of. So we have this professor orb, but it's focused on divination. La-di-da-di-da! Divination and the Enyatic period and something else.
It's got divination, abjuration, the
abjuration,
Enyatic pantheon, and the history of the Enyatic area, specifically Eastern Eristica.
Yeah, which is useless, kind of, to us. Because Eastern Eristica, that's fucking Carthalia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, my suggestion, we're not going to get a lot of use out of this professor orb. We're not doing studies. I think we should leave it with Magpie, because she is going to be doing studies.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you could just get, like, the breadth of knowledge that Dumbfuck had.
Oh, she says, you have the professor?
Oh, yeah, we do.
Oh, okay.
Tyka isn't that smart. Shh, be quiet.
Hi, Professor. Hello, Magpie. Good to see you again. She just kind of tosses the orb up in the air and it floats there. She's like, yeah, this is my good friend. My only real good friend after Eris left.
Oh, now I feel even better about giving back to her.
Yes, I'm... Magpie and I have spent many hours in the evening talking about things.
Wonderful.
She says, one time, we did makeovers. I was like, that's right, we sure did.
That's adorable.
Do you still have my wig? Yeah, it's back in my room. Fun.
The orb had a wig.
Makeovers.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So while we're out, are we asking them to do research on what?
Just get stronger. You know. Maybe. I mean, that whole, like, there's a prophecy about your siblings gonna kill people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. Divination would help with that.
And we don't know what you were delivering was for.
We do not know.
Yeah,
but I never got much information out of it.
And you said that you didn't know what it was for, only that he was waiting for it.
That's right.
I'm not going to ask you to lie, but could you fake it enough to find out what the fuck that was for?
Fake it with us?
I don't know. I don't understand how wizards work.
She says, well, She says, I didn't really get a chance to talk to any of the other wizards.
No.
I was kept pretty isolated from them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can see if I can find Ithone's research notes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. As long as this other wizard that's up there hasn't stolen everything.
Oh, yeah. I hope not. That's where my stuff is.
Yeah. I think that's pretty... pretty important. There's something else I wanted to ask. I forgot it.
So we need them to look into the prophecy regarding the Tabaxi.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then, I feel like you said something else, but I forgot almost as soon as you said it. But
the necrotic thing, what is that for?
Oh.
Because, like, you want to keep it chill.
Yeah, I think I might be able to, like, maybe make a weapon out of it or do
but
something.
But finding
helpful.
Out what he wanted it for originally, I think, would be really...
Yeah, for sure.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Oh, my other question is, can you keep yourself safe from other wizards who are in on this cabal?
Well, I mean, I can certainly try.
Can I, like, leave my, like, what is it called? Cannon thing, like, you know, just outside her wizard's tower, set up a little trap in case anyone tries to get at her.
I mean, you could, but then you wouldn't have it with you on the road.
Yeah. You can make another.
But you can only have one at a time.
Yeah,
you want to keep that with you.
Yeah.
She says, I've got some Home Alone-esque traps I can set up.
What's Home Alone?
She says, it's a book I read.
I fucking love it.
It's a book you read. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
She says about this wizard's apprentice that's left alone in his tower over the holiday season. And then these rogues try to break into it. He sets all these magical traps that are really gruesome and not appropriate for the age level that the book is intended for. It was great.
A+, Chris Fairfield. A+. Okay, well, good. That's good to know that you can take care of that.
She says, well, if you don't mind, though, I am beat.
Mm-hmm.
Figuratively and literally.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go to bed.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm almost dead. I'm going to go to bed, too.
That's
I feel like I've got 9 points of vitality left for the whole day.
I mean, Shim's here looks like she's got at least 1 level of exhaustion.
It's true. I've been tired since I got here.
I feel great.
Oh, that's great.
You haven't taken any damage.
I know, right?
You're a wizard. You take damage bad. You take damage bad.
Artificers are interestingly like half wizard, half
Yeah, like, yeah. Like immediate. When you told me your AC, I was like, oh, Dip, you're fine then.
Yeah,
that's my AC.
Yeah, they can wear medium armor. They can use shields.
Nice.
It is the best of both worlds,
mm-hmm.
really.
Yeah.
All right, so
that's awesome.
You all retire for the evening at the edge of the world. Sleep soundly in your rooms. No shadow monsters come. Nothing happens. You get a good long rest.
Woo!
And it is now the 12th of Grinning.
Holy crap. Can I just take everyone's a moment to... It's only 6:45, y'all.
Yeah,
it's so dark.
It's so dark. What flavor of person was Birch Harphouse?
Flavor?
Yes. Human?
Yeah, human. Yes, he was.
I don't know why the word race wouldn't come to my mind, but it was not there.
I like flavor. I was going to say sandalwood.
If we take a long rest, we get all of our spell slots.
You get all your spell slots back, your hit points back. You lose your level of exhaustion.
Okay, dope.
You get back half of any hit dice you spent, though I don't think anybody here has spent any hit dice.
Mm-mm. All right, here's the... Look at that. Clean erase.
Nice.
Clean erase.
Do artificers have to prepare spells, or are they like sorcerers or wizards?
I do have to prepare spells, but, like... It's basically, like, every day I just, like, pick which ones I want, and I don't think there's any that I want to switch out.
Okay.
But,
cat butt.
I'm not satisfied.
Look, Mom, in my butt.
So many good ones.
Alright, so you all wake up the next morning. It is a muggy, muggy morning.
Mm.
It rained over the evening, and now it's just very humid and warm. Frodo, you know you're not allowed on the table.
Always allowed.
He's like, yes, but I like testing my boundaries so that I can...
Well, he's not on the table.
Well, he's putting his paws up on her foot.
Yeah, there you go.
He just wants a drink.
Because I'm a human, too. Oh
my Humans God, don't sit on the table, Frodo. They sit in the chairs. Game, set, match.
We did never had boundaries like that with my cat. She would just do whatever she wanted.
And
I remember every Ramadan, like, for some reason, when we were setting up the table, she'd just get the zoomies all over the room.
Yeah. I mean,
and it's like...
and truly, once we leave the room, he'll pop up here and be like... Arr.
Oh, yeah, we've got videos of Sam all over the counter.
Like, literally, whenever we're gone, they're just like, I'm going to go to the places you're not supposed to be.
That's where I want to be.
All right, so... As you all wake up and head downstairs, you find Magpie is already there, awake and dressed. And she's like, "All right, y'all, the tower is open. Back for us."
Wow, you're a morning person, huh?
Oh yeah, you guys aren't.
No.
She says, "Ithan would always wake me up at 2 hours before the sunset, so I could do my chores."
You know what? I kind of pat her on the shoulder and say, crime doesn't happen in the morning, only at night. Let's go.
Only if you're a coward.
Tyka loves it. That's fantastic.
All right, so you guys head back
only
to the...
Only if you're a coward. That goes in quote marks. Anyway,
it reminds me of a friend of mine who many years ago was walking down an alley with another friend of mine, and the other friend was like, "Oh man, this alley is sketchy. Like, this is the place you get mugged." And the other guy's like, "No, this is where you mug people."
Oh, dip. And this was a friend of yours?
Points.
Okay. You're ex-friends now, right?
I have not talked to him in decades.
Good. Did he mug you?
No. No, we were just on very different life tracks.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you get back over the tower, and she's like, I've already been around inside. Some things are missing.
Oh.
She says, but all the carnage has been cleaned up.
Well, that's good.
So she leads you in, to the first floor, the reception area that you guys are familiar with. It's a large room with, like, couches and things like that. Basically, the wizard would take people here that he needed to talk to, but he didn't want to see his lab. Up the level to the lab level, this is where you had the fight with the wizard.
Mm-hmm.
You see a big hole in the ceiling where the crystal once was.
Right.
She says apparently they had to take out the whole crystal because it wouldn't stop shooting wild magic at the...
You weren't in here for that last little bit, were you?
No.
We hung out for a second. It was wild.
Well, I was there for that. I just didn't hang out with you guys. Yeah, it didn't stop. It just kept going.
Mm-hmm.
Can't stop, won't stop. And you see through the hole the floor above. And she says, and that, of course, is the Artificer's Lab, if you want to take a look at that.
Ooh, there you go.
So
she doesn't even have to give me permission. I'm already wandering in there.
and then she says, and then one floor up, she says, that's where the quarters are. She says, there's... The master suite, which was Aethun's, And then there was four small bedrooms for the servants. She says, obviously, only... Eris was in one for a bit, and I was in the other for a long while. But so there are some rooms here that people can stay in if they need to stay some. Mm. Where'd Shims go?
I think we lost her to the Arctus's room.
It's okay. Tsuki is there. She'll fill me in later.
Is it at Tsuki? Is it Tsuki?
Yeah.
Did Tsuki just like nudge my boot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Shims is checking out the lab.
Yeah, she's having fun. She's having fun right now.
You're like a distant explosion.
Oh shit! Don't tear it down. Jesus. This is somebody's house.
It's a fully equipped. Like you see the arcane forge, which is a magical forge. With like prismatically colored flames inside of it. That's what you have to use to weave in enchantments to magical items. Okay. There's, of course, like a regular forge to actually construct metallic items. You see presses and wood tools, all those sort of things. But pretty much anything your heart could desire here. You also see some cages. That was kind of sus. You see some like what looks to be like crystals that maybe had like that have pockets in it that were like human sized. You one of which you broke the guard captain out of.
Oh, okay.
I don't think the academy would approve of that.
No.
Magpie says, "Oh, I'm taking the master suite." FYI.
Good for you.
Queen
Chen. Do you want to? Does the bed need to be burned?
She says, "I've already drug it and threw it in the fire before I fetched it this morning."
How long have you been awake? Ugh!
She says, I've been up for like 4 hours. Well, you guys.
Jesus.
I was waiting at the bar for an hour and a half for you guys to come downstairs.
Lord. Okay.
She says, it's lunchtime already.
4 hours past sunrise is 8 o'clock, okay?
Anyway,
sorry.
So you have access to this lab. Do you want to try to forge?
I want to make that sword. What are we rolling?
You don't have to roll.
Oh, okay. I can just do it?
Yeah, you're a talented artificer.
Dope.
So basically, you look at the crystal, and then you comprise a list of magical ingredients that you'll need to make the sword. I'm not actually going to detail what those are. But I will say that they cost 4,000 gold pieces. That you're not paying. So basically, you come up with the shopping list and hand it to Taika. Taika, these are all things that you can get at Pingali's, eyes and such.
I have enough money for that, so I'm going to take my list and happily trot my ass directly down there.
Nice.
And just be like, put it all in here!
Pingali's like, is there a new wizard living in the tower now?
Magpie!
Oh, well, that will be good for business. I'm happy to hear this. Quite the big order. New friends. He hands you a punch card with four punches punched.
1,000 gold gets you one punch.
That's so much money.
He says, 10 punches and you get 10% discount on next purchase.
I can give this to Magpie, right?
Of course.
Okay. You'll combine it with whatever one she already has?
Yes.
Okay, fine.
And do not worry, I have hunched that you'll be spending much money in shop in future as you construct new magical items.
Fair enough.
Alright, so you get the list of things, and it takes the rest of the day, Shims, but you...
I'm having, like, the time of my life here.
But yeah, you've got, like... You got the crystal, like you've got the fire going. You're cackling maniacally, perhaps.
I love it.
You guys,
imagine there's like a window cracked open, and the citizens down there are just like, "Oh, well, I can see the new wizards having fun." Yeah.
So that's what Shims is going to do with their day. What about the rest of you?
I would like to know if I can switch out one of my maneuvers.
Of course.
Awesome. I would like to, Sorry, I got distracted. I got distracted and forgot what I was doing.
That's okay. I was going to say, to kind of maybe represent that in game, does your character sort of spend the day doing, like, kind of, like, practice, like,
yeah,
drills?
I was going to RP it a little bit,
yeah,
but then I changed my mind slightly and lost my track.
Mm-hmm.
So give me one sec.
Tony, what about you?
Oh, I just put some new spells together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm just really curious about, like, what the woods have, like, in them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think I'd like to do some more research on whether that... And if I can't find anything in the Wizard's Tower, just going out and asking
people.
Yeah,
you can go to the library.
Yeah.
It's a place full of knowledge.
Yep.
So you go to the Ajuba Public Library. And the librarian there offers to help you, find out information about the jungle area surrounding Ajuba. So.
Mm-hmm. Great. Just like topography, like stuff we should pack. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not a problem. So, roll me an investigate check.
Okay.
With advantage because you have a librarian helping you.
Right.
Nice.
what was the first one? Sorry, I forgot. I think it was 5. So 8.
Mm. Yeah, not much. You spend the day, you find that there's, you know, a variety of critters in the woods that you want to look out for. You see something about shambling mounds, green dragons.
Yeah.
Which you want to avoid, if at all possible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But while you do find these sort of general, like, these are monsters that are in a jungle environment. You don't find anything in particularly specific about the part of the woods. Like.
Yeah. So I guess maybe just researching green dragons, like how best to avoid them. And...
yeah. So you do that. You find that... the forest controlled by a green dragon is easy to spot. A perpetual fog hangs in the air, carrying an acrid whiff of poison. The moss-covered trees grow close together, except where the winding pathways trace their way like a maze into the heart of the forest. The light that reaches the forest floor carries an emerald green cast, and every sound seems muffled. So if you run into that, then you should probably run away.
Yeah.
Because that is only for the most powerful and legendary of the green dragons. Did you figure out what your drills you're doing, Tyka?
Yeah, I got some RP for you.
Ooh, so that you can actually use your phone while it's charging.
So I...
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I would like to head over to the constabulary.
Okay.
I'm going to go find either the hound or preferably the guard captain.
Mm-hmm.
Whichever one's available.
All right, so you walk in and you see sitting there with a mug of coffee that says, "I love King's Days." Captain Hurlbit.
Herbert?
Yep.
Hey, Captain!
Morning. She says, Wizard's Tower is cleared up for you and your crew when I head back in there.
Yeah, they're there now. I'm getting a dope-ass sword made out of that wild magic shard.
I can hear it.
Yes!
She says, the wizard found a bunch of, magical scrying, fonts inside the tower.
Mac, I told us that he had done that, but not... Well, no, I told her that. I told the hound that.
Oh, okay, so...
I definitely told the hound that.
All right. As she says, as you reported.
Yeah. Fucking nuts.
Three were missing, it looked like. You didn't happen to see anything about that, did you?
No.
We'll make a deception check.
Maybe they got knocked over or something.
With advantage, because you have a good reputation.
No, I rolled an 8 and a 9! Deception.
Mm-hmm.
That's still 13!
She says, well, she says, yeah, if they just, I just hope they don't turn up in the wrong hands.
Fair enough.
She says, so what brings you in today?
I was wondering if you wanted to go a few rounds, and I pat my sword.
Sure, I could teach you a few things.
I just want to see what happens.
Mm-hmm. All right, so, she says, she puts down her mug of coffee, and she says, come this way. She leads you deep and like, past the, kind of, the desks and stuff, past through the jail, and then to the back door where you see there's a little open area, like, with, like, dummies and, like, sword racks and things like that. She says, you can keep the, your fancy sword, and she
picks up a wooden sword.
She picks up a weighted wooden sword.
Okay.
So, she's gonna start doing drills with you.
Okay. I am going to just, like, steady, consistent, going at it, but trying to frighten her each time,
mm-hmm.
with either my posture or jumps or just fainting, whatever it is, because I want to take menacing attack.
Mm.
So just like she's the strongest thing, person I could think of, so if I can make her flinch at least once, then I'll know that I can make pretty much anyone else scared of me.
Roll me an intimidation.
Natural 20! That's an actual 20!
Nice.
That's hilarious! I love natural 20s so much. It's so great that that was what I rolled it
on. So, you're kind of lured into a false sense of security by doing the drills, and then, like, you suddenly do this sick-ass sword move where you, like, flip over her sword and, like, whack her up the side. And she's like, oh! Well.
Nice!
She says, okay. and so she starts to up the speed of the sword drills.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, you know, you'd start off just kind of doing light, and then so now you're doing two attacks around.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly she starts doing three attacks around.
Uh-oh. I can do three.
With your offhand, yeah. She's just doing this one-handed.
Oh. Wow.
And then near the end of it, finally she's doing four around.
Jesus. That's level 20, isn't it? 17?
15.
15? Okay. That's really high.
And then you're pretty tuckered out, and she puts the weighted sword down. She says, not bad. She says, you got some potential.
Thanks.
She says, you're going to have to show me that move you did, though. She says, I was not expecting that.
Yes.
She says, let me tell you, there's not much I don't expect anymore.
Fantastic. Oh, fantastic.
All right, so...
I'm so excited.
So, Shims, as the sun gets low in the sky, you are finally working in the forge itself with the wild magic surrounding it, weaving in the enchantments, and you realize that your work is finished.
Ooh.
You have created a wild magic crystal longsword.
Ooh, it's even already got a card!
Yo! It looks so cool.
Nice.
Picture. Okay, hold on.
Nice.
That relevant stuff's on the back. I couldn't fit it all on one side.
Okay. When you hit with an attack roll using the sword, the target takes an additional 1d8 damage if attacking one-handed, or 1d10 damage if attacking two-handed. Choose one of the damage dice. The number rolled on that die determines the damage type of the additional damage as shown below. Or is it, like, in this table?
Yeah,
it's that table there.
If you roll the same number on both damage dice, the chaotic energy leaps from the target to a different creature of your choice within 30 feet of it. And that creature takes 2d10 damage.
Oh, okay.
Which could cause the chaotic energy to leap again.
What? It's, like, never-ending!
So, depending on how lucky you are, it can, like, keep going for a while.
Sounds like The Price is Right when you're spending a deal and pretend you hit a dollar.
Yeah, it does say a creature can only be targeted once per attack.
Is that the same as the Chaos Bolt spell?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Just slight tweaks to make it work.
Okay, yeah. Cool. God, that's exciting.
So you walk in, like, bruised and
can
exhausted.
Can I have, like target dummies set up for, mm-hmm. like, you know, just for her to practice?
Absolutely.
And dope. And Taika walks in, and it's just these thumping heavy footfalls. Hey. How's it going?
I don't even say hi. I just hold up. Like, I have, like, a shield to keep from, like, you know, and the sparks flying. And I just bring up this massive-ass sword.
Oh, it's ready!
It's still, like, kind of red hot. And I'm just like, I got it. I'm running towards you in excitement. I got it!
Are you here? Or are you still in the library?
I think I'm probably still in the library.
I don't actually hit you, but I'm just, like, you're just, like, walking in, and I'm immediately met with...
I spent the whole day getting my ass kicked by the sheriff, alright?
Well, this is your prize! And I lift up my mask and give it to you.
So, yeah, I will take it and to one of the dummies. So...
It erupts in fire, and then it shoots another bolt of frost to another dummy.
Ah, oh, that's
which
cool.
Then shoots another bolt of electricity to another dummy.
Dope. That's fucking awesome.
Isn't it?
Now, the chances of it doing two bolts like that are like 1 in 100.
Really? Yeah, really unlikely. Now, is it the same for both the D8 and the D10? Or just on the D10?
It's the same, yeah. It's the same. It's okay. Just on a D8, you won't be able to deal thunder or radiant damage.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking yeah. This is great.
And, you know, it'll obviously deal more damage typically if you're using it two-handed, mm-hmm. but there's a less chance of it shooting to another target if you're using it two-handed. So.
Yeah. And then this one would be, it's not a +1 to hit, right? Because it does the extra damage, so it's only...
Yeah, it's just the extra damage.
So it'd be +6 to hit. Okay.
Cool.
Fucking yeah. This is awesome.
And so it'll do the sword damage, the D8 or the D10... The first for the sword will still be slashing damage,
mm-hmm.
so it'll be D8 or D10 slashing, and D8 D10 of the energy damage. So you can still use both dice to determine which damage it is.
Yeah,
and then if it shoots off to a new target, then it's just the energy damage.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay, I figure I'll just choose one of my D8s, and that'll just be my chaos, whatever it is, and use it that way.
Yeah, well, that's how you have to use it.
But I mean, from my own perspective, like, there's only going to be one D8 that signifies that damage.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So, like, this will always be my sword damage, and this would always be my... That way I can keep it straight in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't choose which one it is.
You choose this one like this.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot how the spell worked.
Yeah, you choose...
Okay.
So obviously, if you choose the D10, if you choose your sword D10 or whatever, then it's like, well, that's the energy damage.
Okay.
Because it's the same die either way.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. I'm excited. I'm super fucking excited. That's awesome. Yeah.
And that exists in D&D Beyond, so you can add it to your character.
Nice.
So.
Don't mind if I do ball.
All right. So, you all are back, so you finished your work, you arrived back from the library. Magpie says,
hey guys, why don't you all come upstairs up to the living area?
Okay.
And as you get up there, you see a banquet table. There's like a big common area, so the suite and then the four rooms are all attached to a common area in the center. And on the room has been set up a long banquet table. And you see, like, there's these floating pitchers pouring beverages. You see a plate of, like, roast meat come in and sit on the table. And Magpie's like, well, I just thought, you know, we should all have dinner together because it's the first day into our new wizard's tower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Really quickly, how do I... what's it called?
Wild Magic Crystal Sword.
Is it wild magic, one word?
Two words.
That's not showing up.
Huh. I just added it, so it might not have synced.
Oh, I'll reset the app. Sorry, guys.
Oh, no, you're good.
My app was already open, so that might be a problem then.
Yeah, I kind of might have to reload. So they just made it this afternoon. And so all these unseen servants essentially have fixed a feast for everybody.
Nice. Cool.
And Magpie says, well, I think this calls for a toast. New friends, long-lost siblings, and to those we're going to find.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here, here. And all the fuckheads we're going to kill on the way.
Damn right. she toasts you all, and you'll have a lovely dinner together, and that is where we're going to end this session today.
Okay.
So,
noise.
You're probably going to have to give it to me, because it's not there.
Sure.
I don't know. Because when I put in Wild, Feywild Shard and Wild Space Ori are all that come up, which I know are from Critical Role, because I watched those episodes recently. Okay. That was super fun.
Yeah. So what do you guys think you're going to do next session? Do you think you're going to take off for the Druidlord Fortress? Or?
Probably. Yeah. Get some cash money. Oh, mark off the money I spent.